And good afternoon. It's Monday in the 3 o'clock live local hour. And you know what that means. It's time for the Ask the Designer show. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Stations. And thank you so much for tuning in. You can catch us a few different ways at 97.7 FM AM 1450 or newsknoxcounty.com. We're here each week on Mondays at 3 o'clock. And I'm joined by my buddy Greg Risley from Regal Furniture. Greg, how you doing today?
I'm fantastic.
Good, good. It's another beautiful day out there.
And yeah, great day.
And so we have had some good times talking about houses and how to prepare, what
buying
you need.
Buying your first house.
Buying your first house, moving into your first apartment, those kind
right.
of things.
Right. And oddly enough, sure, I had somebody this week that it was moving into their first apartment.
Oh.
Came in just looking.
How awesome.
And so I sat them down and did my little dad to
heart-to-heart talk
about what they should invest in and what they should stay away from. And, you know, told them, you know, that really, you know, the important thing is, you know, make wise investments, buy good furniture that'll last a long time. And then, you know, I said, you know, if you got questions or if you're confused, you know, call me, you know.
Very nice.
Yeah. So.
And so moving in here in Vincennes or out of town or?
In Vincennes.
Very nice.
A good, nice young couple.
Awesome. 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 So exciting to be able to help like that. I'm a mother hen of sorts. I like to, you know, be a helper. So I'm sure that was kind of fun to help them get going.
It is because, you know, they came in and they said, we really don't know what we're doing. We've never bought furniture before. We've only had hand-me-downs, you know, that sort of thing, and which is pretty common.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
You know, we talked about many of the things that we talked about on the last show.
Very good.
About what to invest in and making wise buying decisions for your first home and so on.
Yeah.
So.
It's always nice to, you know, it's kind of like when you're a parent and you're telling your kids things and you're trying to give them ideas and guidance and direction without, you know, smothering them. And then, you know, when you see that that advice comes to fruition,
sure.
It's always kind of nice. And it's
so
I do know what I'm talking about. And, you know, it is great to see that in action and being used and helpful. So that's pretty awesome. But so for all of these people who are moving into a new apartment mm-hmm. or a new home,
right?
We're going to have the flip side of that. We're going to have people who are downsizing or going from a house to an apartment or
a condo or a townhouse
or whatever. So what's on the agenda for today?
Well, we're going to talk about that on downsizing and tips for moving into a smaller space. You know, everybody talks about downsizing, you know, and there's more and more positive influx about downsizing, getting onto one level, you know,
mm-hmm.
before you're forced to move into that situation.
Sure, sure.
Lots of good planning that can be done. You know, moving away from a large house, you know, when you retire, a lot of times your income is not what it was
right.
at the time when you were working.
Right.
So a smaller home or a smaller place requires less overhead and maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, sometimes a good move for
Absolutely.
A lot of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know.
All right. Well, Greg, you are from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery.
Right.
And we are very thankful for you to be sponsoring the show each week. And so, of course, as we know, I'm kind of a Christmas geek around here. And I know it's hot. I know it's still September, but I know that you're working
you
on Christmas, aren't you?
And I still won't tell you what's going to be in the front window.
Oh, my gosh.
Something new this year.
Man, I thought I'd be sneaky and get you to slip up a little bit and tell me a little bit. But so you're still working on some items from market to come in that you're going to have for Christmas.
Right.
And of course,
it's all starting to come in now pretty good.
And, of course, you guys always have the most beautiful trees. And that's what I really love about the store at Christmas time is there are all these trees all over, different sizes, different colors, decorated in different colors and shapes. And what I love is I can go in and I could buy the whole tree if I wanted and you'll come put it up for me.
Right.
Or I can buy two or three pieces off that tree and two or three pieces off this tree. It's
sure.
It's pretty exciting to be in Regal Furniture come the Christmas time. So, but of course you will have
It's definitely on our radar already.
I know.
You know.
You wouldn't think as warm as it is that you would be thinking Christmas. But
well, the end of this month we'll start putting the trees up for Jane to start decorating. So
yeah. And so the Christmas open house event that you have.
November 10th.
November 10th. Wow. That's right around the corner.
Yeah.
About 6 weeks. Maybe a little longer. So be sure and put that on your calendars if you're listening. The Christmas
9 to 5, November 10th.
Saturday, November
10th. Second Saturday in November.
Yeah. So don't miss it. Lots of great stuff. Always good deals. And that's what's neat is you guys have some really great prices on things even from the get-go. You don't wait to put anything on sale. You're marking it all at really great prices.
Jane and Becky have got some great little grab-and-go gifts this year that's different from what we had last year. They were real popular. Yeah. So we brought them back with, some other ideas and combinations and things.
Yeah.
But still going to be at some popular price points, you know.
Right.
$10, $15, $20.
That's what's great about the gift gallery is there are so many different options for whatever your need is. A wedding, a baby shower, a bereavement gift. It doesn't matter. You guys have a gift for whatever the need is. And then you have multiple price points, so it's not going to break your wallet to get something nice.
Right.
Free gift wrapping,
right?
Which looks amazing whenever you pick it up. You almost don't want the people to open the package because the wrapping and decorating is phenomenal. But then also, you know, you'll stay late. You can help make choices, and then free delivery for bereavement gifts.
Right.
Here in Vincennes and the surrounding areas.
I just don't think we should take advantage of someone in that situation when they need a gift that, you know, that maybe lost a family member or a good friend or something like that. You know, we just try to do that. We're fortunate, though, because, like, I live at Bicknell, so if there's stuff that goes up there, I can take it.
Sure.
You know, Jane lives at Plainville, and she can take stuff over that direction of Washington on her way home.
Yeah.
You know, Lawrenceville's not that far, just across the river.
Yeah.
So we had the delivery guys take that, you know. And then, you know, Becky, of course, with her background, Brockman, you know, that was a funeral home for years and years and years. She knows all the directors in town, and, you know, so that's an easy take to, you know, take care of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, so we do I think a nice job. I feel good about what we do and how we do it.
Yeah. And so let's tell our listeners, where can we find Regal Furniture?
Regal Furniture's at the corner of 4th and Beston Streets in downtown Vincennes. Has a big red awning around the outside, so it's easy to spot.
Mm-hmm.
We're
lots
there
of
Monday
awesome
through
furniture.
Saturday, 9 to 5. And evenings by appointment, you know, you can call and I will stay late for you. I'm going to measure a condo tonight at 5 o'clock. So, you know, we're glad to work with your hours because most people work. So a lot of the decorating that I do in meetings, I have to do after hours because that's when they're both available to talk about their house.
And that is something that I cannot stress enough to listeners and friends and family whenever I talk about this. Is the outstanding customer service that is provided by you and the ladies there at Regal Furniture Gift Gallery, whether it is choosing a gift for a need. Last year at Christmas time, Janice and I were walking around picking stuff up, you know, assembling it on the counter how I thought I wanted it to look. And then she's like, no, I don't like that. Let's try this. And then I'm like, wow. It's great that all that everybody does for one another, the staying late if needed or after hours, we just can't say enough great things about the customer service
of you
and your staff.
Thank
so
you.
We're very proud of that. And, we are going to be ready for our first break already. Man, it's not even time for the first break and we're already screeching by. So, be sure and stay tuned, and when we come back from break, we're going to start talking about items to think about when we downsize from our home. So be sure and stay tuned. And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and thanks for tuning in on this Monday. We're here each Monday at the 3 o'clock live local hour. We have a great time here every week, don't we, Greg?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We always have a good time.
Time.
I think today's show is going to be really good for a lot of people because there's a lot of my compatriots that are getting ready to downsize.
And you know, I mean, remember a couple of years ago, I sold my home and went into a duplex. And so, you know, even then, so different ages and times of our lives and stages, we go through this where we're downsizing, and you know, do we keep it? Is it important? You know, do we give it to our kids? You know, what do we do? So,
right.
What do you say is the first thing that somebody should consider when you're looking at downsizing?
Well, I think you have to talk to yourself and maybe even make some notes down about why you want to change, why you want to downsize, and how you're going to handle the downsize situation. You know, a lot of people are used to their kids coming home at Christmas and go, well, you know, if I don't have the big house, where are the kids going to stay,
mm-hmm.
and so on like that.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You can save enough on downsizing by lowering your maintenance costs and your heating and cooling costs to spring for a hotel room for a couple of nights for the kids.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. You know, you don't say, you just because you're eliminating space, you don't have to eliminate your family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other thing is don't feel limited and I won't say don't listen to your kids, but it is your decision, your final decision for you and your spouse or whoever you're living with, mm-hmm. or, you know, if you're sharing a home with someone, it's got, both people have to be on board on that, or, you know, there'll be problems.
Right, right.
So if you're downsizing by necessity, you know, then you have to do it. And that's really tough because I work with a lot of people when they get to that point and they have to do it. It's like, well, I really have no choice. We just have to do this. You know, one partner or the other isn't well, and, you know, they mm-hmm. need to. You know, and that's tough because then you have to do it quickly. It's easy to make mistakes, and then you've got problems.
Well, and you've got an added stressor on there besides just the downsize. You know, you've got a health condition or concern and, money, and you're trying to be conscious of all
right.
of that. And
right.
like you said, you get a little pressured and rushed and maybe aren't able to make.
The other thing about downsizing, having a smaller house, you don't get asked to host large groups of people. That really puts a lot of pressure on you,
yeah.
you know, because the house isn't big enough, so you really can't do that. So you're not modified by that. And also, you know, maybe you're locating to an urban center to where you won't have to use the car as much.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
you'll be in a more cultural area. You know, look at the pluses and decide where you want to be. I know it's tough when you're downsizing and moving far away at the same time. And I've always told clients, you know, if you want to move close to your children, you know, that's all well and good. But you have to remember that's a temporary situation. You know, those grandchildren are going to be active for 5 or 6 years, and then they're going to start growing up. Then they don't want grandma and grandpa around.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're leaving everything you know and everything you love in your hometown and going to move for your grandchildren because you think you're going to have extra time with them, yes, you will have extra time with them.
Period of time.
Yeah. And what are you going to do the rest of the time you're there?
Right.
You know, so I've seen people too many times move and then move back. And it's like, we should have never left. And, you know, so, you know, take some time to know you're really ready to downsize, that this is really a move you want to make. I've even suggested some people that have wanted to go move to another state or something because every time they vacationed there, they loved it, okay?
Mm.
And that's all well and good because you're on vacation, you're not working, you're not watching a budget. Usually you're going out to eat, you're having a good time. I've often said to people, you know, go rent a place for 3 or 4 months in that location and stay and see how you like it in a day-to-day situation. Rent an apartment, mm-hmm. rent a townhouse or something
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
you can live in and cook your own meals and do your normal life, mm-hmm. you know, do your normal life, not a vacation life.
True.
And see if that place is still the romantic, wonderful spot you think so.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Yeah.
Because sometimes it's not.
Yeah. It, like you said, it might be great on vacation, but sometimes we know that if we stay too long on vacation, it's not as great of a place either. So, you know, but you're
right.
ready to go home. And so, yeah, that's a great idea.
The thing that you really have to do when you're getting ready to downsize is set 3 top priorities.
Okay.
What do you most crave, need, or want in your living space? Really think about this and be honest about it. It's not often you'll get everything in a new place, but if you don't stick with your two or three top priorities, you won't maybe ever feel like that's really at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You may actually list five things, but ultimately decide on three that are a must-have that's really important to you. Is it really important you have a private outdoor space as we get older? Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
An entrance that is not enclosed, that is not in an enclosed hallway, lots of light, open floor plan. These things will point you quickly toward what you're looking for in a way. And it helps you if you go to a realtor to help you find a new location, what you're looking for. If you want to be in an urban spot, do you want to be in a 55 and over home situation where visits by families are limited, start a file. Start looking at things that you think looks good in a magazine or little small space, a small laundry room, a stack unit that might be cute. You might think, well, that'd be cute. You don't spend a lot of time in there just to change the stuff. So, maybe that is a part of downsizing. You don't have this big spacious laundry room anymore, but maybe you don't need it.
True.
Also, that same file is a great place to put organizing and decluttering ideas, because most of us are clutterers.
Mm-hmm.
We collect clutter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And getting organized. Organization is very, very important, there's lots of new organizational ideas in drawers and things that are being made today. Lots of bedroom suites have cedar-lined bottom drawers. We have soft-closed drawers on dining room and living room tables now, so they don't have to be slammed. Things like that are pluses as you downsize your smaller area. You're closer together. There's going to be more noise created by others. So some of those things can really, really, really help, and that file can really help bring back memories of things that you want. And maybe even, maybe it's a good idea to put in that file a picture of a room or something and put a big N-O on it. That,
no, this is not what I want.
This is not what I want,
yeah,
you know.
True.
But then, I think the hardest thing is deciding what to get rid of.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, with organizing, do you have one special way or something unique that you like to do when you're going to organize, or do you have a couple of things that you like to keep in mind when you start organizing a room?
Yeah. Number one, you want it convenient for the people who live there. If the man's a reader, you want to have a good table and good light for him. You want to think of what's important for each person's nest in that family. If it's a husband and wife, you need to get inside their head and find out who's the sofa sitter and who's the sofa napper, or the sofa potato, as
mm-hmm,
they say,
mm-hmm.
And find out who likes a recliner and who likes a rocker and who has to be busy all the time, usually a woman. The man seems like he sits down, watches a football game, and kind of stays there. But women are up and down. They're into the kitchen, in the laundry room,
mm-hmm.
thither and yon. So, think about the house plan that is convenient, don't downsize and then end up with a washer and dryer in the basement. That's definitely the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, no. Definitely. Definitely want to try to keep everything on one floor at that point.
Right. And then you have to decide things that you must have, things that you must take with you. And it becomes a hard decision then, because some of your kids may not want what you think they ought to take. It's like great-grandma's rocker may not be special to them. It mm-hmm. might be special to you, but it may not be special to your kids. Our kids have different thoughts about living, and, they live in a... They've lived in a time where everything was disposable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they don't have the tendency to hang on to stuff like we do. And they may not appreciate the idea that you think they ought to take grandma's rocker. So be prepared for that, and have plan B in mind. A good location. if it's a really nice antique, Sotheby's has appraisers that travel all over the United States all the time, and they could come and buy some of it. That's better, really, than an auction.
Mm-hmm.
You can also have, maybe you have a special friend that really loves antiques, and they would love to have that, you know. And if your children don't want it, you know that. And to get to the bottom line, we could just say, okay, if you don't want any of this stuff, I'm going to dispose of it. Then sometimes they go, oh, wait a minute, I didn't know you were going to get rid of it. I thought you'd take it with you.
Yeah.
Then they take it.
Yeah.
So,
as long as they know that if they don't take it, somebody else is going to get it because I'm not taking it with me. Yeah. It gives them a different perspective. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, they need to know where your mindset is on this. That you got to downsize, and if you're going to do that, you know. And you don't need duplicates. You know, a lot of people think they have to take two sets of pots and pans because one's stainless steel and one's nonstick. And pick out your five
pans that,
you like instead of two sets.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, and the worst thing to do when you're downsizing is take those items that's just in case. Just in case I might need this. Just in case I might need that.
Oh, my goodness. I am the world's worst on that. I mean, I am always going to say, okay, well, here it is. But, you know, I better hang on to the next two because, I better not give any of those up because, you know, if Brandon comes home or da-da-da, yeah, I have an excuse. But I think I got that I think it was hereditary because my grandmother was that way. She was very much a planned and stockpile type person. So I think that's where I got it from. But
well, a lot of the people that influenced us in our age bracket share are people that grew up during the Depression.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's a totally different mindset than our disposable, you know, generation we got right now.
It's about as far apart as it can get, I think.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. Well, it's time for our next break. Be sure and stay tuned so we can continue this conversation on downsizing. And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM AM 1450 NewsKnoxCounty.com studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and thank you for tuning in. We're here each Monday with the Ask the Designer show at 3 o'clock, which we kick off the week for the 3 o'clock live local hour. Tuesdays are the Mark Hill and Mark McNeese show. Wednesdays, we used to hang out there, but we moved to Mondays. We like starting off the week. And Thursday is the Judges show. The lawyer show. Sorry. The lawyer show. Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan are here to talk about different topics going on in the legal world. So lots of great programming at the 3 o'clock local hour. And we're glad to kick that off. And Greg, today we're talking about downsizing.
Yeah.
We've been talking about how to fill a house or fill our first apartment. And now we've had a change of life of something. Our kids have moved away, and maybe we have empty nest syndrome and we're downsizing or just ready for something different.
Yep.
So
wanting to have less work to do in the yard or less work to do in the house.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you talked about making sure that you have down three must-haves of when you go into the new place.
Priorities, yeah.
Three top priorities of what you want.
Maybe make a list of five and cut it to three.
Okay.
That's the three most important things. You
okay.
know.
So after that, then what should we do? What should we focus on?
Okay. Well, you were talking about getting rid of your stuff, you know, before the commercial. And the one thing that when you're reading a lot of these books or articles about, you know, downsizing and everything, they'll say you can hang on to your kids' stuff for a little while if they need you to. Mistake number one. Tell them it's now or never. If you offer to keep it a little while, you're going to have it forever. And so, you know, do the same thing with relatives that say, well, you keep it, and when you're done with it, I'll take it.
So you're saying I might need to go through my kids' totes that I have where I have, like, their trophies from Pee Wee soccer and Little League. So it might be time to move those along to either there.
And if you think that cute little ceramic sculpture they made in second grade is such a perfect thing, ask them to give it a home.
Okay, so Brandon,
see if they feel about the
Brandon and Maddie, if you're listening, Mommy's going to be going through the storage unit and going through a few things. So
now if you need some help getting rid of things, you know, a lot of real estate companies will have ways, you know, have sales and have, or they're connected to companies that do sales.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can always send it to an auction house. You can also run it yourself if you want to. I don't recommend that because you're going to think whatever it is that you're trying to get rid of is more valuable than anybody else does. So, you know, if you do a yard sale and you put prices on it,
oh yeah,
you're going to be, and you know, used furniture unfortunately doesn't bring much because you've got to have the right spot for it.
Right.
So, you know, those wonderful pieces that you've got may not bring a lot of money at a sale. You know, the furniture, I think, does better in a consignment store than anywhere else because people are actually going there looking for a certain piece of furniture or a size of piece of furniture.
Gotcha.
Then another, you know, author said that, you know, you can always rent a storage space at last resort. I've done that, and that was a mistake too, because you just keep paying the storage on it, and you never get it cleaned out, you know. So try to don't rent the storage space. It's just a mistake. It really is, you know. So
yeah, you see a lot of some TV shows where they go in, and you know, people have forgotten or didn't pay rent on their unit, and they become the property, and everybody wonders what's going to be in there. Is there going to be anything worth anything? Or so it's interesting, some of the finds that they have in those units.
Right. Well, and you know, the thing is, moving into your new place, if you've met that top three things that you want, then you're going to be more excited about moving. It's going to be easier to downsize. It's going to be easier to get rid of some of those things you love. And even then, after when you move in, you're going to have some mistakes. You're going to have some stuff that there's too much of it to fit in that cabinet. You thought, well, we can put this in the small bathroom storage cabinet. Well, the small bathroom storage cabinet isn't big enough, so mm-hmm. Now what do we do?
It fills up pretty quick.
So you have to expect to get rid of more stuff when you move, because once you get there, you're going to find out you've got more than what you need, usually,
yeah.
Almost always. So, you know, trick out your home before you move in with extra storage. Look around for those corners and places where you can do storage that there isn't any, or enlarge a closet if you can, you know, different things like that. Floor-to-ceiling shelving is a real good idea in storage rooms. Don't stop at what you can reach. Kind of nice to have those not often needed. You know, the things you can't shed, the things that just in case you have to have, that mm-hmm. needs to go on the three top shelves. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, you'll probably never get them down. But if you have three top shelves for them to go on, that means you got six usable shelves below it.
There
that's,
you go.
That's good to go.
There you go.
So, you know. You know, think about that, you know, storage and, you know, place a lot of the things you're moving, put them in storage bins or bins that you can put in a storage place in the house if you know you're going to store them. You know, then you don't have to unpack everything to move it and put it in something else and take that to, storage.
That's a good point, yeah.
And realize that you're going to have to alter your habits. That small condo and home, you can't have dinner for 12.
All right, right. You
know, so.
Very true, very true.
Big benefit, you know. The other thing is, remember, you have to have some storage for Christmas things, Christmas lights and so on. You need to really go through everything that you've got and make a hard line. This goes, that stays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, a very, very, very firm thing about what goes and what stays, you know.
Well, now, I'm trying to remember. I know somebody talked about, like, when you're going through your clothes, if you haven't worn it in the last year, then you don't need it. Is that right?
That's right.
Does the same kind of hold true to decorations around the house or things from the kitchen or that kind of stuff?
Exactly.
So if you haven't used it in the last year, you need to get rid of it.
I have 6 drawers in my kitchen that I probably just dump tomorrow. But I'm not downsizing yet, so that's not going to happen.
I'm starting to get anxiety because I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I can't do that. I can't get, because I might need that. I might need that.
Right.
But, I don't know. I try to be minimalistic in a lot of things, but there's some things I can't give up.
Right. The other thing is, you know, if it's something you can't give up but you can't take it with you, you know, donate it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of places that can use things donation-wise that you wouldn't think you'd want in the house. A local theater group is a real good place to donate some things.
Oh, yeah. They're always looking for props for their
shows. They're looking for props for the show. They're looking for costumes. They're looking for maybe some oddball hats or things that you saved that was your mom's and you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
That property master or that small local theater group may be tickled to death to have it because they're wanting to do a show and they don't have enough to really do that era.
Yeah. Well, I know from working with the Vincent schools that their drama department, you know, they're always sending out a request for each of their 3 shows during the year. Hey, I'm looking for this particular thing or that particular thing, you know.
Right.
I need a teapot or,
And Old Town Players do that, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that was a great idea. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah. And you have to be realistic about outdated technology, VHS tapes, old computers, large TVs, you know. Donating them is a great thing to do if they work, you know. Most of the places that donate will take them because they can resell them for, or they can give them away to their people.
Sure.
You can do consignment, you know, find a consignment store, take things. If you're going to do a consignment store, I'd recommend a big city. They get better prices. They have more shoppers because it's a higher generational move and change of population, like Evansville or Terre Haute, than Vincennes, for example. Yeah.
All right. Well, gosh, we're blowing right through here again. So it is time for our last break. So be sure and stay tuned. We come back. We're going to wrap up what we need to think about when we're downsizing. And, of course, then Greg has a delicious recipe for us and hopefully maybe even a question. So stay tuned.
Hear that music.
Yeah, I know. We're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company radio station and joined by my buddy Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And, Greg, here we go again, just blowing right through this hour.
If you've decided to do a sale yourself, there's one thing I see all the time, and actually people that do rummage sales are guilty of this too. The signs are too small. They're not big, plain print. There's little signs put out. You know, they tack signs up on telephone posts, and if you're driving in a car, you're by it before you can even begin to read it. So if you're going to have a yard sale and you decide to do this, post big signs. It's easy to read. Simple, quick to read.
I notice sometimes they put too much information on there. You just need to say yard sale and the address.
That's right.
And move on.
That's right. And, you know, don't be careful how you display your things for your yard sale. You know, if it looks like you've just moved stuff out of the garage and set it on the lawn, it's not going to be attractive. There's no curb appeal. Mm-hmm. So try to set up your stuff so that it's appealing and people want to stop and look and see really what's there. You know, you can't see everything from the street, but a lot of people drive by and go, well, there's nothing there because it's so jumbled that they can't see the forest for the trees, basically.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And then be sure you price everything. There's nothing more aggravating than finding something you want and then there's no price on it. And then you go to the owner and they go, well, I don't know, let me ask my husband, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and, well, she wants this much for it, but I don't care. All this and this and this. So, you know, the other thing is, you know, a lot of people do Craigslist. A lot of people use newspaper ads and so on.
Mm-hmm.
There's some real important things about that never reveal your email address in an ad. You know, and do not exchange emails with buyers outside of your area, because you don't know that that person isn't a potential thief.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to get information, you know, that hackers and scammers use Craigslist to get emails from people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so insist that any responses come by phone call, text, or Craigslist email, which hides your personal email address. Never respond to anyone, no matter how serious the person sounds or how much money is being offered, who's not local. Face-to-face is the only way to sell. Face-to-face. If you have to meet them somewhere because you don't want to expose your home address, that's fine, but meet them in a public place.
Mm-hmm.
Parking lot, Walmart, Starbucks, someplace that's always busy and there's always a lot of people there, you know. Update your ad regularly. Don't let it run for weeks and weeks on end, and most of the stuff's gone, you know. And then accept cash only. Don't take a check.
Yeah.
You're not a business. You have no recourse. There's no bill of sale. You know, there's no way you can get that money back.
Right.
You know, and, you know, sell at a fair price and you'll do fine. So the last thing, when all else fails, okay, you set the stuff out on your sidewalk and put a big sign by it that says free.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be gone.
Yes, that is true. That is very true.
They will be gone. So don't feel bad about doing that. You know, actually you're doing somebody a favor, because somebody needs that item or wants that item to walk up to a free sign and take it.
Sure.
They, you know, it may be something that they really, really need very badly. And you'll never know it, but you might have just helped out somebody significantly, and that's always a good thing.
Absolutely. That's always great. Always great. So lots of great information with this downsizing. You know, I definitely am one of those that is, I wouldn't say I was a hoarder, but I like to hang on to things probably too long. So some very helpful tips for that.
And we're going to talk more about downsizing next week. I've got enough information to do another show on downsizing and editing your belongings. And there's some good hints and things in this that will help. You know, of course, I'm doing this probably more so for myself than anybody else.
Getting you prepared.
Know. Yeah, because there's going to come a day when I'll need to downsize.
Right, right.
That day isn't here yet, but it's coming.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm getting to that age in life where you're going, well, how many times do I want to make trips up and down these steps?
Mm-hmm, so,
not that that's a bad thing.
No.
It's really healthy.
No,
but,
no.
You know.
All right. Well, it's time to move on to my favorite part of the show.
The recipe.
Yes, the recipe.
All right.
All right, so
now, today the recipe is going to be what I brought you.
Mm-hmm. And that was delicious. Delicious, let me tell you. So you might want to grab a pen and paper now, or put your phone on record and put it next to the radio, because those were scrumptious. So,
well, this is what I made today is one of our Wind and Willow mixes with the recipe. And you actually make chocolate covered strawberry cheesecake out of this.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And it's really, you know, it is really easy, you know. I made an Oreo cookie crust. I did these in little tart size shells. And, I did the, you know, it took 18 Oreo cookies and put them in a big bag, sealable bag, rolled them up with my rolling pin and got them all crumbled up good. And then combined that with 3.5 tablespoons of melted butter. And that made my base for the crust on the bottom. And I use those little miniature tart shells, foil
mm-hmm.
ones,
mm-hmm.
and press that Oreo cookie mix into the base. And then I very simply took cream cheese and let it get soft, and 3 tablespoons of butter and let it get soft in the same bowl. And then I added my Wind and Willow mix to that and used a hand mixer and beat it up. And then after that was all combined, I folded in a small container of Cool Whip that was also thawed, and that gave it that fluffy texture.
So then I determined that for the tarts, the really easy way of getting that mix into the little tart things, I used my cookie scoop.
Ah.
And it was just the right size to put that blob of cream cheesecake on top of that cookie crust.
Uh-huh.
And then I took some extra cookie crumbs and sprinkled them over the top.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
And it's easy. I made about 3 dozen of them in an hour, hour and a half last night. so it's real simple. But, you know, in coming shows, we're going to do more of these Wind and Willow things that, since we're carrying the Wind and Willow at the store.
Yeah.
And this fall, you listeners, be sure and listen in, because there will be Saturdays that we'll have Wind and Willow tasting Saturdays.
Oh,
so. Yeah.
Very nice.
That'll go on your phone calendar.
Yes,
Sharon.
It will. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, these are some great mixes, and I have to tell you, delicious. Greg brought them in, and they were frozen.
Right.
And so I ate the first one. Yes, I said the first one at 30 minutes of being thawed. Delicious. And then the second one at 45 minutes. It was a little bit
softer.
Softer, kind of airy. I like more firmness. So, yeah, you let them thaw about 30 right. minutes, then they are perfection.
Well, and it's a no-bake thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And you can put it in a pie shell. I like the little tarts, because then you can have two or three and you don't feel like you can eat as much as two pieces of pie, but you don't feel like a pig for having the same piece of pie.
Right. So, but now, I thought when you crushed the Oreos into all of that you crushed out all the calories. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think there were any calories in this. Okay.
Always.
Okay. That's what I thought. All right. So you can get these great, delicious mixes there at the
our gift shop.
Yeah. Very nice. So
we've had some people request that, because there were other stores in town that carried Wind and Willow at one point in time, and don't carry them any longer, or the stores have closed. Mm-hmm. And people said, I need someplace to find my Wind and Willow again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So lots of great stuff to do, to taste. And I'm excited to hear that you're going to be doing tastings on Saturdays.
Yeah. We're going to do some tasting Saturdays, and we'll advertise that on the show.
Very good.
So
very good.
Wind and Willow has a new thing. I think this is kind of new. They have a new soup mix out, new soup mixes out that are nice. And they're, there's some one-cup soups. So for people like me that's single, that's really handy. I can go home and do a grilled cheese and make a one serving of soup. I don't have to eat soup for a week and a half.
There you go.
Because I'm not good at that.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.